letting ourselves come into our sitting postures, however we've chosen to do that, and making sure that we're comfortable yet alert. And taking a few moments to really feel into the touch points where the body connects with the earth, is supported by the earth. Remembering your intentions for being here today, letting them guide you. How would those intentions be expressed, realized in this practice? What would that look like in a very practical way? Letting this reading help us too with our intentions and this practice of sitting on the earth. It's called trying to pray. With my arms raised in a V, I gather the heavens and bring my hands down slow together. Press palms and bow my head. I try to forget the suffering, the wars, the ravage of land that threatens songbirds, butterflies, and pollinators. The ghosts of their wings flutter past my closed eyes as I breathe. As I breathe the spirit of seasons, the stirrings in soil, trees moving with sap. With my third eye, I conjure the red fox. Its healthy tale, recount the good of this world, the farmer tending her tomatoes, the beans dazzled green al dente in butter, salt and pepper, cows munching on grass, the orb of sun gold, from which all bounty flows. And so having, if we can, a sense of reverence for this earth as we practice. So just take a few moments now to feel into the body. And feel, if you will, the breath and body together. I think that way will work well with this practice. Breath and body as a whole. There is an ancient formulation of the body as having elements of earth, fire, water, and air. This is not science. It is, however, a very helpful way to practice, a way to be embodied and deeply connected with the earth. And so each of these elements is associated with qualities that we can feel into as we sit here with breath and body as a whole. And so beginning, if you will, with the earth element. And the earth element is associated with a sense of solidity, weight, hardness. Notice points in the body where you can really feel weight, like the weight of the hands, hardness of the sitting bones, the teeth. Sense of perhaps solidity, density through the torso. Noticing earth element. Weight, hardness, we might also sense the earth element with sensations of support through the skeletal frame, which is also hard, dense. Feeling into earth element. And then, if you will, shifting to the fire element, where we can have experiences of noticing temperature, heat, and also too how heat softens. Feeling places of heat, perhaps softening. The fire element is also associated with digestion, metabolism. And that might be something that you can feel. So all through working with the elements, it's direct sensory awareness of the body. Noticing these qualities. Fire element is also associated with any experience of aging. You know, those places in the body, whether it be the skin or the energy as a whole, perhaps some difficulty that we're aware of is very much a part of aging. With compassion, we can notice this. And the fire element is associated with an overall sense of energy. So noticing the energy of the body right now, as we feel breath and body as a whole. Attention wanders, we notice it. We let these other experiences move through. And feel in again to breath and body as a whole. And wherever we're at. next earth element that we'll notice is water. So anything that feels wet, like the eyes, the mouth, sweat. The water element is also associated with a sense of flow, fluidity. And so for some of us, we can feel the flow of the blood, pulsations, say, at the wrists, or the heartbeat. The water element is also associated with a sense of cohesion, just as when we, say, put flour and water together, the water makes the flour into a paste. It's cohesive. And so within ourselves, we may have some feelings of being held together. Even a sense of wholeness, cohesion, wholeness. And the fourth element is air. Obviously, the sense of the breath. But the air element is also associated with a sense of extension, lifting, expansion, experiences of movement. Of space, both internally and externally. So feeling into the air element with the breathing and whatever else you might notice. with the air element, you might have that sense of space beyond your own body, beyond the inner breath, the outer breath, the wind, the air around us. A huge sense of spaciousness. In the silence, practicing with all of the elements as they show. The earth with hardness, solidity, weight, the fire with temperature, heat, energy, softening, digestion. Water, wetness, flow, cohesion, wholeness, and air, the breath, space, sense of expansion, lifting, movement, noticing any of the elements as they show as we sit with breath and body as a whole. A little help from Mary Oliver in the Book of Time, an excerpt. I rose this morning early as usual and went to my desk, but it's spring and the thrush is in the woods, somewhere in the twirled branches, and he is singing. And so now I am standing by the open door, and now I am stepping down into the grass. I am touching a few leaves. I am noticing the way the yellow butterflies move together in a twinkling cloud over the field. And I am thinking, maybe just looking and listening is the real work. Maybe the world without us is the real poem. And so, in the silence, just looking and listening, this world, this body, this moment. letting go of any sense of earth, fire, water, air, and just feeling this living, breathing body as part of the earth, just as you are. Noticing any benefits from practicing in this way. Possibly some sense of communion with the earth, the air. All of these sensations, they aren't our sensations. They're the sensations of the earth through us. Sensations of the earth through us. Appreciating the wonder of that. Czeslaw Milosz wrote, "Hope is with you when you believe the earth is not a dream but living flesh. That sight, touch, and hearing do not lie, that all things you have ever seen here are like a garden."